Broadcasting.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. I will call the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue to order. And will you please call the roll?
Senator Findley.
Senator Findley present by video.
Senator Riley.
Present by video.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner's present by video.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Present on audio.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Present by video. Okay, we will start by opening a work session on Senate Bill 43. And Senator Boquist, we need a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Tax Expenditures. And we don't have one now. So I think the proper way to say it is to say do pass with a and request that it would be referred.
Chair, I got it.
Got it. Okay. Could I have a motion?
I move Senate Bill 43 to the floor with a due pass with a subsequent referral be placed on it pursuant to the president's decision to the Joint Committee on Tax Expenditures and Credits.
Thank you very much. Senator Boquist has moved Senate Bill 43 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and requests the president put on a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Tax Expenditures. Is there any discussion? Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Senator Findley.
Findley votes yes.
Senator Riley.
Aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Senator Boquist votes aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. Okay, that's done. We'll close that work session. Now, the next two bills are lacking the necessary paperwork, so my intention is to put the amendments into the bills that we want to consider, and then we will hold them over till Monday. So I will open a work session on Senate Bill 141, and can we have a description of that and the amendment?
Chair Burdick, members of the committee, this is Jamie McGovern for Legislative Revenue Office. The Senate Bill 141 addresses a calculation of partial property tax exemption in vertical housing. It essentially eliminates the possibility of rounding either up or down in the calculation. And it also partially adjusts the value schedule. So historically or currently in statute, the residential floors in the mixed-use housing is calculated, then that would be multiplied by 20, 40, 60, or 80%. This used to sometimes result in a number of floors, like, say, 2.4, and the number accepted would be 2. So the bill changes this to allow for partial numbers or decimal places and eliminates any sort of rounding to whole numbers. And the amendment is completely a technical fix to get the terminology in order and some conforming language around the definition of equalized floors, and it's very uninteresting in that regard. So,
okay, thank you, Senator Boquist. We have a -1 amendment to Senate Bill 141.
Yes, ma'am. I move the A1 amendment dated 225-21 into Senate Bill 141.
Senator Boquist has moved the -1 amendment into Senate Bill 141. Is there any discussion? Okay, clerk, please call the roll.
Senator Findley.
Findley votes aye.
Senator Riley.
Aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist votes aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. Okay, we will move, since we're lacking paperwork, we will put Senate Bill 141 over till Monday's meeting. And we will close the work session on Senate Bill 141 and open a work session on Senate Bill 316.
Yes, Madam Chair, Senate Bill 316, you've heard before, and this is about the compensation issue by the OLCC for the distilleries and changing that compensation into statutes. The Dash 1 amendment is an amendment to put a six-year sunset clause, since this would be a tax expenditure in that sense. And basically, the rest of the bill is still the same with that six-year sunset. And just to add, we did, in the last few minutes, did receive the fiscal, and I have also a revenue impact statement on the system for your review, and or if you want me to go through it.
Okay, and does this have a prior referral to Ways and Means, or is that a new thing?
This does not have a prior referral to Ways and Means, Madam Chair. However, Ways and Means, fiscal requested this just as they do with all issues that have to do with OLCC budget, because all the amounts that are compensation for agents is part of the OLCC budget as to start with. So they would have to adjust the budget in order to compensate for any of that change in the compensation.
Okay.
They did request a referral, and that's probably what we need to send it to the floor with.
Okay, Senator Boquist, you're on.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the A1 amendment dated 225-21 into Senate Bill 316.
Senator Boquist has moved the Dash 1 amendment to Senate Bill 316. Is there any discussion? Okay, clerk, please call the roll.
Senator Findley?
Findley votes aye.
Senator Riley?
Aye.
Senator Wagner?
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist?
Boquist votes aye.
Madam Chair Burdick?
Burdick votes aye. Senator Boquist?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move SB 316 as amended by the A1 amendment to the floor with a do-pass with a request to the Office of the President to consider subsequent referral to the Joint Ways and Means Committee.
Senator Boquist has moved Senate Bill 316 as amended by the Dash 1 amendment to the floor with a do-pass recommendation and a request that the Senate President refer it to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Okay, please call the roll.
Senator Findley?
Findley votes aye.
Senator Riley?
Aye.
Senator Wagner?
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist?
Vice Chair Boquist votes aye.
Madam Chair Burdick?
Burdick votes aye. Okay, we will close the work session on Senate Bill 316. And Chris, do we have anything else that we need to take up at this meeting?
No, Madam Chair, that was the total of your agenda for the day.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, committee. And if I don't see you all tomorrow, please have a nice weekend. We are adjourned.